Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David A. Stern, The New York City Dialect. There is, in point of fact, more than one New York dialect. The one we'll be exploring, and in fact the one I'm speaking right now, I would call a generalized New York speech. It will not contain some of the heavy characteristics of Brooklynese or Bronx stereotypic sound, which often passes for general New York when done by novice dialect performers. Later in the tape, we'll take a few minutes to examine the process of dialect intensification, which can give you that more stereotypic pattern if it's desired. Lesson number one, creating the resonance of the New York dialect. Before we actually examine specific sound changes, the vowel and consonant substitutions between the standard American and the New York dialects, we're first going to look at changes which take place in the overall resonance or timbre of the voice, the kind of sound change that we can really attribute to a general alteration in the shaping or configuration of the vocal tract. Now, this is a change that is manifested not only on a limited number of clearly defined phoneme substitutions, but throughout the entirety of the vocal utterance. In my approach to dialect instruction, we try to find a specific point, if you prefer, an imaginary point or spot in or around the oral cavity, which represents the focal point for the vibration of the sound, the point where most of the energy of the speech seems to be concentrated. Now, in the standard American dialect, which I've just switched to now, I use an imaginary point of focus, which is approximately in the middle of the mouth, halfway between the tongue and palate, about halfway or slightly more than halfway back in the cavity. Now, if you were to open your mouth, and as far as you can without stretching the cheeks too much, press one finger from each hand into the hollows of your cheeks. Now, the point where those fingers would come together, if they were flexible enough, would be the imaginary point of focus which I perceive for the standard American speech. Now, with the New York dialect, of course, the resonance point is moved very much forward and very much lower down in the mouth. The new point for the placement of the resonance, for maximum vibration, shifts now to a point between the bottom teeth and the bottom lip, as if the functional cavity was shifting down and forward. Exercise one for the New York resonance, imagining the point of focus. Now, in the first of several exercises I'm going to give you to establish the new resonance of the New York dialect, we're not actually going to do any physical adjustment of the oral cavity, but we'll just try to have you imagine or will the sound down and forward to that new point of focus. Now, this technique is enough and works for some people. If it's not enough in your case, don't worry, because we'll be adding several other exercises in just a few minutes, which make much more exaggerated changes in the positioning or the configuration of the cavity. The way that I work this first exercise, though, is to count numbers in groups of three, first giving three counts in the midpoint resonance of the standard American focus, and having you repeat those after me. Then I shift forward and down and count the same three numbers with that sensing of the vibration down by the lower teeth and the lower lip. And you repeat, trying in this initial exercise only to experience the sense of the vibration moving down front there, without thinking about any specific movements that you might do or changing that you'll do in the muscles or the shape of the cavity. All right, let's try. Middle of the mouth, one, two, three. Now shifting, one, two, three. Back to the middle, one, two, three. Now you sense that sound down low again in the front by the lip and teeth, one, two, three. As we move on to four, five, and six, let me ask you to do one more thing. See if you can imagine the energy or the vibration moving to this new point of focus. Actually, try to feel added vibration in that area between the lip and the teeth down low there near the jaw. Okay, middle of the mouth, the phenomenon of the energy exists in the middle, and then you shift forward and down, and the phenomenon of the energy exists down in that lower part, in that cavity between the lip and teeth, and you feel it down there. Okay, back to the middle, 4, 5, 6. Shifting and feeling down, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. And 7, 8, 9. Now, the whole series, 1 to 10. Middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now that you've done that, shifting forward to the lip and teeth, to that little cavity, sense the energy, feel it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, the next resonance exercise for the New York dialect involves the lower lip and jaw. This exercise actually gives us a physical action of the mouth to help you move that vibration down and forward. What we're going to do now is to repeat the same numbers in the same basic counting sequence, but we're going to do a characteristic New York movement. Let's start simply by having you thrust out the bottom lip as you begin to utter each number and thus open up the cavity between the bottom teeth and bottom lip, that spot that we've assigned as the New York point of focus. Let's start again and contrast the two sounds. Middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3. You repeat. Thrusting or rolling the bottom lip, 1, 2, 3. Middle of the mouth, 4, 5, 6. Thrusting and rolling the lip, 4, 5, 6. Just the bottom lip. Now, if you're not beginning to experience a dropping down front of the point of resonance, actually grab hold of that bottom lip with two fingers and pull it down there. Now, not too hard, but enough to force a slight opening of the cavity between the lip and the teeth. Now, this might distort the sound a bit, but that's all right. Don't worry about that. This is just to help you sense the resonance in that right place, okay? Central. 1, 2, 3. And pulling out the lip. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. Pulling down, 4, 5, 6. Now, rather than concentrating on just the lip in generating the sound, let's literally work the jaw a bit more actively. You may have noticed that if you've watched New Yorkers up closely, they speak with a much greater amount of energy and activity and movement in the jaw than general American speakers do. Okay, as the sound goes down and the lip thrusts, think of your speech as leading with the jaw or moving your jaw much more actively than you normally do, putting much more activity in that area. Okay? Let's combine the sensing forward and down of the sound, the lip protrusion, the increased movement of the jaw, contrasting again, central position, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9. Now, the third exercise for the New York resonance is the famous Stern New York gum chewing exercise. This exercise is for those people who are finding a little bit of difficulty producing the new sound or resonance. Now, what I'm literally doing at this moment is placing a piece of gum in my mouth during this recording session.
And you take a piece of gum too.
And as you hear, I'm working the gum in my mouth, trying to get it a little softened up. And with the added chewing activity in the lower jaw, right now I'm really not concentrating all that much on doing a New York dialect. but I'm still getting that forward push down sound. Now, if you chew the gum very actively and try to count again, you should automatically get much more of a sense of the New York resonance. So contrasting, center of the mouth, 1, 2, 3. And chewing actively, 1, 2, 3. Now, that's not the best table manners in the world, but what the heck? This is theater. Let's try it a few more times. Middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3. Now chew actively, 1, 2, 3. Middle, 4, 5, 6. And chewing actively again, 4, 5, 6. You may also find that you're spitting all over your manual like I am right now, but that's all right too. Of course, we get just a bit of consonant distortion chewing this hard, but when you take the gum out, that shouldn't happen. 7, 8, 9, middle. And 7, 8, 9. Now, take out the gum. Dispose of it properly, as the wrapper says. And you should still be salivating a little bit from the sweetness of the gum. So if you can still sense that downward movement of the jaw and lips, and either do a little bit of miming of the chewing of the gum or just get that energy focusing down toward the jaw for that extra movement. And let's go through the whole sequence 1 to 10, center, and then repeat it with the new resonance. So center, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And going back to the sense of the chewing and the working of the jaw as it was going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now, before we leave this concept of resonance, I want to make it very clear that there are a lot of sounds in the New York dialect that really don't change to different phonemes or different vowels when you switch from standard American to New York. But with this resonance change, they do give a totally different timbre to the sound. So that what I'd like to do right now is to read several sentences which don't really have any major differences in actual pronunciation, but which still give the impression of the New York sound because of the resonance that we've just been practicing. Now, repeating after me two different ways, first with the standard middle-of-the-mouth resonance, then with the new chewing motion sensing down toward the lower lip and jaw. A. Central. The cat is on the couch. Sensing down and forward, the cat is on the couch. B. The lout proudly showered the household with scowls. Sensing down now with the jaw, the lout proudly showered the household with scowls. C. The boy joined in the noise on the mound. Down to the jaw, the boy joined in the noise on the mound. Now that you've established the resonance, you can begin letting up on the intensity of the muscular movement. And because the more intensity that you put into that movement and the more heavily you push the resonance down, the more you'll get a heavy stereotypic kind of ethnic dialect sound for New York. Now, later on, when we look at the difference between the general New York and the stereotypic Brooklyn or Bronx sound, the amount of push in the resonance placement will differ a bit. If the resonance is still a question mark to you, if you're still having some difficulty, I would suggest that you go back and repeat this lesson before going on. The characteristic timbre is very important to generating the New York sound, and many of the specific pronunciation changes that we'll explore next are learned effectively only if they are generated out of or integrated into this resonance. For now, that's the end of lesson number 1 on the New York dialect.